Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. My name is Colette Schultz, also known as the subcontracting for the subcontracting I do to other service providers and multi-VA firms. As many of you know, the main reason I started my virtual assistant business is to take, or was to take my family to Disney World. And in a few weeks, I'm actually going to be able to do that for the second time. So in my mind, I feel like I have really succeeded in my business goals. I was able to take them not only once, but the twice to Disney World. So what I decided to do is bring on guests that actually are service providers for the Disney industry. And with me today, I have Shannon, who is, or one of her agents are helping us plan our Disney trip. And she owns Destinations to Travel. And she has a team of virtual team members that actually help do some of the planning. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to turn it over to Shannon. If she could just tell us what her business name is and a little bit about how and why she started her business. Welcome, Shannon.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Can you, first of all, I said the business name correctly. Can you tell us a little bit the name of your business and tell us the story behind how you got started?
Sure. The name of my business is Destinations to Travel. And quite coincidentally, I got started about 16 years ago now, going on 17, with a Disney company where I was an independent contractor for fairy tale weddings. After 10 years of doing that, I decided to take a break. I thought I was going to retire at age 35. Little did I know Disney had other plans for me. And a former colleague had reached out to me and said, "Didn't you have a degree in travel and hospitality?" Which I did. And told me about the Disney Travel Company and wanted to see if I was, you know, interested in working for another company. Which I tossed it around a little bit, thought about it, and yeah, sure, I would give it a try. I love Disney. This was something that I could do remotely, where the other job I was doing a lot of traveling. And so I went ahead and jumped at the opportunity. Loved it so much that I approached Disney with opening my own Disney-based travel agency. And they loved the idea, helped me get started. And since then, we've grown from 11 agents to 42.
Holy cow. Wow. So how long have you actually owned its Destinations to Travel, correct?
That's correct. I've actually owned Destinations to Travel for 5 years. And
okay.
We are now, this is year two with having 42 agents.
Wow. Now, I've heard of I think it's called the Disney Academy. Did you actually have to go through the Disney Academy in order to become an agent?
Yes. It's called, now they call it the Disney College of Knowledge. And prior to that, when I was an independent contractor, you had to go through basics and traditions at Disney. Disney has their own college right on property, which is very neat in and of itself. But each agent and agency owner has to go through the Disney College of Knowledge in order to be able to sell and represent the Disney product. However, you also need to have certain certifications through CLIA, IATA, or IATAN, which makes you a certified agency. So you have to be licensed, bonded, insured, and you have to belong to one of those accreditations.
Okay, alrighty. So when you were working at Fairy Tale Weddings, I'm assuming, were you working, or did you live in Florida at that time?
No, I actually lived in Michigan. And
really?
I did bridal shows all over the state of Michigan, and I represented fairy tale weddings.
Well, okay. So then, there again, just because you were associated already with Disney, you kind of knew who to go through in order to get your own business started.
Correct. Yep. I knew the proper channels that I was going to need to go through. Plus, I had already had a degree in travel that I obtained back in 19. I'm going to date myself, 1992. And so I knew what was going to be involved.
Sure. Okay. Well, this podcast is actually, the majority of it is talking about service providers that use the subcontracting concept in order to grow their business. And it's obviously something that you are doing if you went from 11 agents to 40-some agents now.
Correct.
So what can you kind of go back a little bit and tell us what it was that actually, were you ever a solopreneur or did you have those subcontractors right away?
I actually started with a few subcontractors right away, people that I had worked with prior in the industry or I had met through the Disney community. As you know, the Disney community on Facebook is rather large, and mm-hmm. I had met a couple of other travel agents that were subcontracting with other agencies, and we became friends, you know, for several years, and then we ended up working with one another when they decided to come over to the agency that I owned.
Okay, alrighty. And from what I understand, the subcontractors that you bring on board, do they? I know you have a degree in travel. Do you have any requirements for those agents that you bring on?
The requirements, they do not need a degree. However, they need to have a love and understanding of travel and of a lot of the different destinations that we book. We don't just solely book Disney, but Disney is a main chunk of our company's business. Mm-hmm. And they all have to go through training that we provide. Disney provides training that's online, and then we provide training through our agency as well. So, but, you know, we hire stay-at-home moms. We have dads that work several jobs and are doing travel as well because they love Disney so much. So it's very mm-hmm. diverse.
Sure. Okay. Well, and I've actually been doing virtual assistants now for 6 years, and so often it wasn't an easy path. I mean, to try to figure out, you know, things here and there. And so mm-hmm. often I get a little frustrated because I have people say, oh, how do you work from home? Well, you know, it takes a lot of research. So my question is, how do you find these applicants? Do you find that so many people are just like, oh, I can do it? Or is it through networking, or do you go on places like Elance to find your travel agents?
Well, in recent years, we've utilized Facebook quite a bit as far as having applicants apply to interview and work at our agency. We've noticed that our following on Facebook has grown so fast in a very short period of time that people are searching us out because they've heard about this agency and heard about the work that we do and the work that we do for special needs children and adults with travel as well. So I haven't had to actually put out a call to hire, has it been people have mm-hmm. come to us, which is kind of nice.
Sure. And decent people, you know.
Absolutely.
Obviously, that have been referred. But, you know, and with the virtual assistant industry, so often you've got somebody that say, oh, I can do that. Well, in reality, they really can't do that. They've never done it before.
Right.
But if they have that love for Disney, I think that's a huge help in the right direction.
It is, and we've had applicants come to us that have that intense love of Disney, and they'll say, oh, I can sell Disney. I book my friends, my family. Well, they're not looking at the whole Disney product, where Disney destinations include several different facets, not just Walt Disney World, and that makes a huge difference in our hiring process.
Sure. Now, I heard you say something about you had a big following on Facebook. So some of the subcontractors or the majority of your subcontractors are travel agents. Do you find that you fill any other? Do you like have somebody that does your social media? Do you have other positions that subcontractors do?
Actually, yes. We just recently are working with a social networking, subcontractor that has come on. My son is actually going to college for social networking and marketing of all things. So I'm anxiously awaiting to utilize all of the knowledge that we've paid for this college education back into my own company. But just recently did we bring someone on as an intern, and he is actually going through school as well, and he has grown several companies within the last 2 years. So I had done all the social media myself and didn't have that type of a background, but I can talk to people about Disney like crazy. So I thought, sure, I can do this. And just in 2 years, did we go from 1,000 followers to close to 14,000?
Wow. So obviously he's making a difference.
Yes, absolutely.
I actually subcontract for a lady up north here in Wisconsin, and she, that's what she does, is social media networking or strategizing. So it is, it's amazing to have one specific subcontractor focusing on that versus, you know, multiple things in the business. It's pretty big.
It is. It does take up a lot of time. And instead of, you know, doing 7 days a week, 16 hours a day, I've been able to shave off a little bit, which is nice.
Right, exactly. So you kind of act somewhat as like the project manager. So the agents kind of communicate with you, or do you have a project manager?
I usually serve as the product manager. We do have a special group that's like a secret group on Facebook where all of our agents are a part of, where they can ask questions, throw ideas out there as far as marketing goes and promotions go and that. But generally, I'm the one that lets them know what we're doing or what promotion is coming out through Disney and what marketing campaign we're going to be using and those kinds of things.
Sure. Now, I've noticed a lot of Disney businesses are going towards podcasting. Do you currently have a podcast?
I currently do not. That is something that we have tossed around in the last 12 months. And another partner of mine that actually acts as an agent as well within our agency, she owns another successful Disney-based company, and we're looking at getting into some podcasting here in the next, hopefully, 6 months.
Sure. And, you know, that's something that I just started with my podcast, and I love it. It's amazing the industry experts that you come across, and even the audience. You know, I hope I can learn from them, and vice versa, I hope they can learn from me as well. So,
absolutely.
Looking forward to hearing about that. And there are subcontractors that focus just on podcasts. You know, that's the one nice thing about this virtual world is, you name it, you're going to find somebody that specifies in that.
Right.
And I took what I knew online bookkeeping, and I have done a few projects on bookkeeping because not many people really like doing that. It's kind of a boring topic.
My least favorite part.
Right, exactly. But it's all part of, you can't go without that in your own business. So
right.
That's why it's a pretty needed skill.
Yes.
So how long would you say that some of your subcontractors stay on board with you? Do you have a fairly high turnover, or are they pretty?
Actually, we don't have a high of a turnover. We've had just a handful that haven't worked out, or we actually had one that decided to branch off on her own and open her own agency. But a majority of our agents, which I would say 35 out of the 42 have been with us the entire time.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And now it sounds like you have quite a few agents that either have outside jobs, or does it make a difference what hours they are available for your clients, or do you find that that's pretty flexible?
It's actually very, very flexible. Although when we have leads that come into the company that we give out to the agents, They have to give us specific days and times that they're available to take those leads, because we require each lead to be answered in a certain time frame of when the lead actually comes into the office. But other than that, it is very, very flexible for the agent.
Okay. And you talked a little bit about, you know, how the leads come in and things like that. Were you the one that kind of set up the processes and the procedures for your company?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And that, too, is, I'm just floored by it, but it makes sense. You've got virtual assistants that actually, that's their focus, is they help businesses that struggle to create processes. And, you know, they work with them, and it's like, wow. I mean, you know, they have a checklist of this is how you do a client intake, or this is how you market. You know, they have different steps and processes that you can use and hand over to your subcontractors.
Yeah.
So actually, with that said, do you have like a procedures manual for your agents, or do they have a resource that they can go to?
Yes, they get that during our training period. So after they've been actually trained through the Disney College of Knowledge, then when they go through our agency training, they're giving all of the policies and procedures on how to go from the beginning of a booking to the end of a booking. And then along those lines, then follow up and then remarketing and referrals and then repeats.
Wow. And I'm actually currently working with one of your agents, and I can tell, you know, he knows his stuff, and he knows what
he
needs
does.
To be done next. And so it's a pretty cool process.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's, you know, in any job, there's a lot of work involved, and there's those times where it becomes tedious. But I dare say 95% of the job is actually quite fun.
Right, exactly. Do you have any special software or special tools that you ask or that makes the subcontractor's job with you any more easy? Whether it be a project management software or an app, or do you have any special tools or resources?
Well, luckily enough, in this industry, all of the destinations that we book for have booking engines that keep all of our information, our clients' information, and details that out for us. So we haven't had to go into getting special software or bookkeeping software where we would have to implement that from the actual booking into another spot. So we've been very fortunate with that.
That's, for example, one of the things that I use, but it sounds like that must be kind of a package that you, in order to be connected with Disney, they kind of give you those platforms. Because your communication isn't all through email, is it then?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Well, that's really cool. So what about when it comes to, it sounds like you don't have any issue trying to find good subcontractors, but is there a contract involved? Like, do they have to sign something? It sounds like probably through their training, that's where, you know, the final bringing them on board comes into play. But can you tell us a little bit about how that part works?
Yes. If the applicant goes through the interview process and is asked to come on board as an independent travel agent contractor, there is a contract that they have to sign that, you know, specifies all of the benefits and the training that's involved, as well as the 30-day non-compete after the contract they've decided that they don't want to continue on, or if we have had a break in the relationship. So they do have a contract that they have to sign, and then they also have a permit. There's one through the state of Florida, California, Washington, and Hawaii that they have to obtain as well. That gives them the ability to sell travel through those states, so those destinations.
And it sounds like you really get into some very special travel. So let's say the gentleman that I'm working with, if he says he really only wants to do Disney, do you allow that for the agents, or do they have to do, or for example, somebody who just wants to say, I only want to book trips for special needs, are they that focused, or do they have to be overall?
No, we have quite a few, actually. We have several agents that are just their sole purpose is to book Disney, and that's the only destination that they want to book. We actually have a couple of agents that don't want to do any bookings of Disney, and they book everything else. We
Oh.
also have several agents that are trained in special needs travel. And they are the ones that when we have a family that comes in that tells us right away that they do have a child or an adult with a special need, we go make sure that one of those agents is working with them at all times.
Right. Well, and would you say that your agents are they spread across the United States, or actually do you even have any outside the US?
They're actually all within the U.S., and we have them, let's see, well, there's Michigan, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Kentucky, North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, California, and Texas.
Wow. And from my end, what I understood is you guys just had a Christmas party at Disney World. Is that correct?
We did with one of our business partners, the WDW Magazine. This is the second annual Christmas party that we've had, and so it was quite nice. We did a dinner at Splitsville with some bowling and then had the dessert party at Illuminate for Illuminations at Epcot. Very nice.
Oh, that's so exciting. We leave in about 3 weeks now, and those names are, just ringing a bell. And I had to laugh. I offered for my kids. I said, "Okay, you guys can each pick one place to eat dinner." Well, my son, he loves bowling, so he picked Splitsville, and he's talking about, "Well, I'm going to bowl this game and bowl that game." And I said, "Simon, I said we're in Florida. I said I'm not gonna spend the whole afternoon at the bowling alley." And then I talked to our agent, and he's like, "Well, it is something you gotta see," but he says, "It's kind of pricey to do some bowling." So we're pretty excited about
Oh yeah, it is very neat, and make
Oh.
sure you get the special French fries because those are to die for.
Okay. Well, that's really cool. So, well, I really do appreciate. I think it's. I just wanted to share with people. I'm actually a farm wife in Wisconsin, and a very small town, and I love technology. The way I started my business is what I knew best, and it's just amazing what is really available. Like I said, it takes a lot of research. It's not an overnight thing by any means, but never did I realize that, Disney providers were actually doing the same concept of using team members to do the subcontracting. And for my audience, I just want to let you know that you're welcome to subscribe to my podcast at savvysubcontracting.com/podcast. And with that, when you sign up, you not only receive the to come, but you also get the show notes and any special other gifts that the guests give out. So again, please go back to my website, and you can find the information on Shannon. I do put the replays out. This one will probably be about a week, and it will be out on the website. But Shannon, can you just share with people where they can find you in case they want to book their next Disney trip?
Absolutely. Our website is www.d2travel.com. They can email us at info@d2travel.com. Our 800 number is 844-939-4878, and they can find us on Facebook at Destinations to Travel.
Okay, well, and again, thank you so much, not only for being on here today, but for your assistance with your travel agent. We're looking forward to our trip.
Thank you for having me.
Yep, we'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Okay.